Basilica Hudson's new Green Energy Fair will take place this Sunday, April 14th, from noon to 5 p.m. in Hudson, New York. Produced in partnership with pioneering environmental organizations Sun Common and Cycle Effect Regenerative Ventures, the Green Energy Fair pairs a marketplace of new energy leaders and environmental advocates with an afternoon of presentations and discussions by community leaders and alternative energy experts. Free and open to the public, this annual program will invite attendees to come together to seek solutions for the greatest communal challenge now facing us, the climate and energy crisis. We are joined by Melissa Oftemer, co-founder and director of Basilica Hudson. Good morning. How are you?
Lovely to be back.
Lovely to have you back, and to you. Chris Lindstrom joins us as well. He's director of Cycle Effect. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Wonderful to have you. And Jeff Irish is here. He is VP and general manager of Sun Common. Welcome to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Very nice to have you. So let us begin with you, Melissa, of how this Green Energy Fair came about.
Well, the Basilica is a reclaimed 1880s factory. We've chatted with you and your listeners a lot about before. And Tony, my co-founder and partner in life, our mission for that building has evolved as the world evolves, you know, and our program evolves as the region evolves and the world's, you know, the needs that become apparent to us. So we have always been solar, for example. So Jeff Irish here with us was one who got our big solar array at Basilica when we first kicked off about 8 or 9 years ago. And then within the last few years, we've redoubled our efforts in our public programming to bring free events to inform people on whether it is the bomb trains going down the Hudson. And we work a lot with John Bauermaster, who will also be with us on Sunday. He's an incredible environmental filmmaker, really one of the main voices in film telling the stories of the Hudson Valley efforts to overcome all the challenges that we as a region have, but that the planet faces. And so we wanted to this year highlight a more specific partnership with two organizations who are with us here today, and they can explain what it is that they do, to actually start working on real direct information solutions actions, such as solar, and we Basilica hopes to expand into a community solar array, and Cycle Effect, a brand new fancy machine which is brought to the building this week that will be revealed, but it's a exploring of bioenergy in ways that buildings such as ourselves could actually get off of fossil fuels at some soon point. And so it's just a way of bringing a kind of daunting subject into very practical informational tables, panels, films, presentations, and for us to continue in the dialogue. And our commitment, Basilica Hudson, is to bring independent and innovative voices, give a platform. Of course, we focus on film and music and arts and small makers, but the voices of environmental action is important as ever and growing so.
Chris Lindstrom is director of Cycle Effect. And Chris, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm actually just co-founder of Cycle Effect. I have been involved in impact investing for the last 10 years. And I got involved in bioenergy and renewable energy about 6 years ago. I started a company back then that was working predominantly doing project development with anaerobic digestion. And then Cycle Effect,
Is it bad that I don't know what that means?
That's why you're coming to Sunday.
Okay, all right.
I didn't know.
Bioenergy?
Anaerobic
digestion.
Yeah.
It
is bad that I know.
It's terrible.
Okay, so what should I know about? What should we know about that? I'm guessing I'm probably not the only person in our audience who doesn't know what that is.
No, you're probably not. Anaerobic digestion. Well, have you heard of biogas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anaerobic digestion is the technology or the process in which you make biogas.
Okay.
So unlike composting, which is aerobic, anaerobic digestion is a anaerobic without oxygen process that generates methane out of the process. So it's effectively using the same microorganisms that are in your stomach that make gas in your stomach.
Right.
Good analogy.
Got it. So back to what you're doing and what you'll be talking about and demonstrating on over the weekend is what on Sunday.
I'm going to be talking about, what are the things that we need to do in order to transition to what I call a regenerative economy. So how do we implement different technologies and systems that can actually replenish and put carbon back in the soil and actually rebuild ecological integrity as well as social integrity rather than depleting it. So
let me go to I'm going to go to Jeff and then we'll have questions for all of you. But so Jeff, give us a sense of Sun Common and what you will be talking about and your work.
Well, we're going to be talking about solar and the latest developments in solar. Sun Common was formed about 7 years ago as a market solution to climate change. I started a company a decade before that called Hudson Solar in the region. We've installed about 2,000 solar systems. And last year we merged with Sun Common, and we operate as a benefits corporation, a B Corp. We have a purpose beyond profit, and we need to take our situation from about 2-3% of the area's electric meters being connected to solar or benefiting from solar up to much higher numbers. And that's what I'm going to be talking about, how that's going to happen.
You mentioned, Melissa, just a moment ago that this whole thing is daunting. So I'll begin with you and we'll go around the room.
Yeah.
How do we make it, do you think, less daunting?
Well, by events like this. I mean, someone pointed out today when I said, are you coming to a green energy fair? And they're like, oh, it's so great. We can go to a music festival, film screening, or go to a green energy fair and make it inviting. Make it something that is not a conference in a scientific institution. It's actually about just conversation. I mean, we drove here in Chris's electric car. Tony and I drive an electric car. Everywhere you go, you have an opportunity to inform people, make them aware that when you are burning a gas vehicle, you actually have an alternative. Like Chevy, Volts and Bolts, I am not sponsored by them, but I try to sell them to everybody. You do not pay for gas, you do not hurt the planet, and you get to where you want to go. If the industries weren't basically pinned against progress, there's certain industries, and it's not a conspiracy theory, it's just clear. There's established systems and established industries that dominate. And loud little voices and then inviting fun voices have to just start shifting the conversation. And it's as clear to us is that what we have at Basilica Hudson is an opportunity to bring hundreds or thousands of people through our door every year, and the building can speak. If they wonder, oh, what is that? That solar panel. Oh, really? You're not using propane or some, you're actually fueling your building with the sun. We then become this, an option for them to think about. And that's what's so exciting is for us to be able to politely and friendly educate people on options. And so we are excited to partner with, people who know about anaerobic digesters, because that's not what I know. But I do know that we have a place that we have an opportunity to shift people's and expand their awareness in a fun way. And so anyone that comes on Sunday, you might walk away with two ideas of the way you could change it. But it's more about, as a collective, we have to feel inspired and excited by the opportunity to change a system. We all know, for example, manufacturing that was shipped off years ago. What are the jobs? What are the is it coal? Of course not. We just need to actually start getting excited about the solutions, and any way that little communities can do it is the way to start. I don't believe there's any other way. It's not going to come from Washington, D.C.
So let me ask you, Chris, as far as this idea of it being daunting, I would assume in some respects the people who come to you know what they're looking for, but also you do have to get that message out that it isn't daunting.
I think for me, I'm just doing my share. I was born into money, and I decided I, instead of putting it into Wall Street, I wanted to invest it in actual solutions. So I, spent a lot of my, young adult years really looking into solutions from 2003 to 2008, I worked for the E.F. Schumacher Society in Great Barrington.
Yep.
And, you know, and I was, and I spent a lot of time looking into, like, what does an actual, an economy that supports true vitality and well-being amongst human beings and also ecosystems, you know, what does that look like? So, you know, so I did a lot of work in that and kind of the nonprofit think tank space, look, just reading and learning. And then from 2008 until now, I've really been looking at, like, you know, how can I, you know, as an inheritor, be an example of someone actually, like, moving resources and energy and time towards a towards regeneration, which is, I think, what the, you know, that's where we need to go. So for me, you know, it's just, I'm just trying to be an example and doing, you know, the best I can do as a as an individual.
So as a fifth generation Rockefeller, what do you see, can that message go to other people like you, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's the intent.
Right.
I mean, I'm involved in various networks and organizations that bring other people in my position together, you know, to basically compare notes and, you know, inspire each other and look at, like, look at what we're, what the different options. And so I've, you know, I've been part of an organization called Nexus for the last 6-7 years that brings young people, you know, who are in similar situations, you know, to basically learn about what else is going on out there. And I started a group within that called the Regenerative Culture Lab. So I connected with a bunch of other people in that, within that organization, that were also thinking about regeneration and about, you know, looking at, looking into, you know, being part of this transition, what I call a transition from a, from an extractive economy to a regenerative economy.
Let's go to Jeff and talking about, again, with this idea of daunting, but solar has been around for so long, and we've been aware of it, and yet, as you said just a moment ago, there's so many new technologies. So how do you simplify that? How do you make it? I mean, what you do, that just the idea of solar is fairly simple, of making it not only understandable but also something that people can invest in and make it sustainable for a long time.
Well, we've gotten to about 3%, as I said earlier, of electric meters benefiting from solar right now by putting small systems basically on people's roofs. We have to go beyond that. And as you start to go beyond that, it presents challenges to the electric grid, which is where storage comes in. And also we have to broaden up our customer base beyond people who have sunny roofs, and that's where things like community solar come in. So those are the two main things we're going to be talking about. The governor, in his Green New Deal, set some very lofty goals for the growth of solar and also energy storage paired with solar. And we're going to talk about the new products which are coming out into the market now that can help us get there.
So in the 2.5 minutes or so that we have left, talk about, just put it into context of what people can expect throughout the day on Sunday.
Yeah, just come anytime between noon and 5 to Basilica Hudson. There is a schedule for the panels. You should go on our website, and it's going to explore 5 different directions of panels and presentations. But there is information booths for each organization there throughout the day. I would just say, come, have a donut, have a conversation, find a way that you might change your day-to-day action on, you know, using resources on this planet. It's big, but it's simple. It's just come and have a conversation and take a listen. We're really excited. The panelists are remarkable. So again, it's soon. Check the website for the panels.
Okay, and then real quick, in another minute, the drone?
Oh, just usual. Basilica kicks off our
annual. Nothing usual about it.
Nothing usual about a 24-hour music festival, experiments in sound and music in a reclaimed 1880s factory. That, we only have 75 tickets left. So we have built in the last 5 years a very unique music situation where hundreds of people come and spend 24 hours for endurance, experimental listening of sound. And I do believe we could bring peace on earth with that, along with a lot of renewable energies. And that's what Basilica is standing for this spring.
Basilica Hudson's new green energy fair will take place this Sunday, April 14th, from noon to 5 p.m. in Hudson, New York. To learn more, visit basilicahudson.org, basilicahudson.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Again, basilicahudson.org. Melissa Oftemer, Chris Lindstrom, and Jeff Irish, thank you all for being here. Have a beautiful Sunday afternoon and a very productive one, and I thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.